Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, bonjour, bienvenue à Stade de France, à Paris. Je m'appelle Paul.
Je m'appelle Pajac.
Je m'appelle Pajac. Liverpool.
Scousest French ever.
Yeah, like a day and a half
Je
away.
Suis Scouse.
Je suis. Nous habitons à Liverpool. Yeah, we're about a day and a half away from kickoff here behind us of the Champions League final, Liverpool versus Real Madrid. Things are starting to hot up. We thought we'd come and have a little look around the stadium, kind of soak it up, and it's great to see so many Liverpool fans just milling around, getting a look-see. Not much happening at the Stade de France at the moment, very much
they
a lot of
setup. They played the Champions League music before they were testing the speaker system. I did hear that. I booed, don't worry.
I Ooh, yeah, at least they didn't play the national anthem. But yeah, they've got, like, over to our right, they've got the Champions Village being set up behind us, obviously, the stadium. And we've seen a few Sky reports. We had a quick chat with Mel Reddy, who was hovering around waiting to go live on Sky Sports and what have you.
But Champions Village? Is that what that is?
Champions Village.
Just a big load of white tents.
Big load of white tents, basically. It's like 12 Hotel Anfields, but I don't think the interior is going to be anywhere near as good. So there's some stories that are kind of creeping out in the build-up to this game. One that I touched upon briefly in the road trip vlog that Tom so expertly cut together on his lap driving to Paris yesterday.
Yeah, after a few Stella late at night.
Cinq Stella?
No, six? Only trois.
Only trois. Why three? Do you have two?
No, I had three.
Okay, sad.
Oh, and a San Miguel.
And a San Miguel. In San Miguel. Danny Carvajal, we talked about this before. He was talking about the Mo Salah thing, because Mo Salah's obviously been quite... bullish about like scores to settle and revenge and all that kind of stuff. Jürgen was very keen in the press conference at the action the other day to kind of downplay the idea of revenge as a bit of a crap concept, but Mo Salah's bang up for it. Anyway, Danny Carvajal reacted and said, "I don't know if Salah will put out for revenge. It's true when you lose a Champions League final, you always want to have a second chance against the same team to beat them. Hopefully it won't be a major burden for Salah to lose a second Champions League final against Real Madrid."
Dems, my friend, is fighting words.
They are fighting words.
I like that, though. That's brilliant. Like, it's like, you know what, if he's going to come out and say it, I'm going to come right back out and say it as well. Let's pile the pressure on each other here. Let's see how we respond to it. Right now you can feel the sort of tension, can't you? I mean, there's so many people talking about Real Madrid, and it's like every time someone speaks to me, is, are we taking them for granted? I'm like, no, we're not taking them for granted. And it doesn't matter whether me and you take them for granted anyway, because the lads that matter ain't going to be taking Real Madrid for granted, because they know how difficult it is to get to a Champions League final. They know how difficult it is to win a Champions League final, and they know that you cannot take any team for granted.
Absolutely. And look, I like the Danny Carvajal quote, because it just shows a little bit like, I just love that.
Oh, he's a twat, and that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like,
yeah, I hope he's not too down when he loses a game. Yeah. But, you know, to your point about that, and I mentioned this yesterday as well, Real Madrid are doing the same things, a lot of similar words. It was pointed out, you know, they had like the 14 t-shirts on after the semi-final.
Yeah, they did. You know, like, printed up, yeah, shoved them on straight away. They were singing it. Like,
I'm amazed they weren't like, they didn't bring out like a load of trophies to kiss and touch.
I was like, why are they celebrating Hendo? Yeah. What's going on there? They must really love Jordan Henderson,
of course.
Every one of them's wearing a number 14 shirt.
Luis Diaz has been quoted as well, talking about the final. He says, "I've dreamed of winning the Champions League, even more so against a team like Real Madrid. For me, I'm living a great dream. I want to take advantage of these moments and be happy. There are no favourites here. We know that a final is contested minute by minute. We are going to give 100%. We know that we have to. Clearly, we know what Madrid have, what a great team they are, the experience they have, but also we have a great squad and our great game, and we we are going to counteract what they do. Similar fighting words from Diaz, big game for him, you know, to come in. Think about, you know, he's a Porto, he's having a great season. To be elevated, it's a bit like Van Dijk joining, isn't it? You know, he comes in and Liverpool go on to a new level. There's a big platform for him there. He's not even fully integrated, but I feel like he could be a big difference maker.
Well, I agree with you, Paul. I think he's, you know, what we've seen of him so far is massively encouraging, but we haven't seen the best of Luis Diaz yet. Maybe today's the sneak preview of, or tomorrow, sorry, is the sneak preview of what Luis Diaz could be next season.
Yeah.
It feels like it's ready for him, but it feels like it's ready for Robbo or Keita or Matip or Van Dijk. That there's storylines all over it. You can write them for yourself, can't you? I've come to the conclusion over the last couple of days that this is why I feel confident coming into this game, is that Liverpool have crossed Real Madrid on the stairs. You know, we've talked about it so many times at Manchester United down the years, but where the similarities for me are is that Liverpool are a dominant side. You know, it's now our third Champions League final, of course, in 5 years. You know, Liverpool right now are one of the best teams in the world. Real Madrid were one of the best teams in the world when we played them in 2018.
Yeah.
You know, they were on the way for 3-4 European Cups on the bounce, whatever it was. But they weren't winning their league.
Yep.
Barcelona were winning their league. You know, they had the established pros in the absolute prime of their careers when they played against us.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And Liverpool, now this is the difference, we weren't an ageing side then, but with the plucky underdogs, you probably shouldn't have got there. Barcelona, prime example of that. You don't come back from that against a side that wins La Liga and comes back, oh look, we did it to their league champions. When they went on to win the Champions League, they did it to our league champions. So very much the sort of polar opposites of each other. Now it feels like Real Madrid are looking at it and they are thinking, look, we know how good our players are in the middle of the park. We know how good our players are in the middle of the park. But this Liverpool side is different. This Liverpool side is the experienced side. This Liverpool side is the better side. And this Liverpool side is the side filled with confidence going in.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. I think local PSG fans have decided to turn into Real Madrid fans for the occasion.
Don't know why, they knocked them out as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're only young, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
And they can't hear me, so.
Plenty of time to learn, yeah, definitely. Some of the things coming out, I think the Sadio Mane stuff's interesting at the moment. Strong rumours with him and Bayern Munich, which have cooled off a week or two ago, but seem to have come back. It does feel like there's going to be some movement this summer. I don't want to get too far ahead of us, big game between now and then. What I like, though, is that, I think it speaks to Sadio Mane's character, is he's been very like, well, look, we'll talk about my future after this game. I've got this game, there's a massive game of football to be played. I love the fact that he's in this incredible form. He's clearly bang up for it. And someone like Sadio Mane as well, the rumours are he maybe feels a touch maligned in terms of his status, you know, being the top earner at the club and not being the top earner at the club. All this talks on Mo Salah should be earning 400 grand a week and no one's going, well, Sadio Mane should be earning, you know,
because he's not kicked up
wages.
A stink. If he'd have kicked up a stink, we'd all like give the man a contract, but he didn't.
But all the talk is Robert Lewandowski could move to Barcelona. He's definitely going to leave Bayern Munich this summer, you know, and they could be looking to replace him with Sadio Mane. But I like the idea that it works both ways. I think we've seen players in the past and you wonder whether they're going to down tools. I get no sense of that from Sadio, and to a degree as well, he's like, there's the biggest stage in world football there behind us. He gets to go on there and shine, and he gets to basically write a blank check. He gets to go to Liverpool, right, here we go, here's what I've just done for you, what are you going to do about it? okay, you can't do anything about it. Okay, well, Bayern Munich, show me the money, show me what you can do. Not that any of us wants to see Sadio leave, but honestly, and we've had this conversation, if he wants to go and win as the European Cup and then go, right, I'm going to go and try something new, I'm going to get a new experience, wouldn't begrudge him it in the slightest.
No, not at all. I mean, it's been unbelievable to what this Liverpool side has become, not just this season, not just the last 6 months or 3 months, whatever you want to say. He's been it from day one when he walked into the football club. He was literally the best player for us when he walks in that first season. He's our top scorer. And since then, he's continued to prove time and time again where everyone doubts him. And there have been times when people have doubted him over the course of the last couple of years, where has he lost that little yard, has he lost that confidence to be able to go on and continue to be at the top level and a world class player. He's proved people wrong time and time again. The only thing that's held Sadio Mane back is probably minutes played.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing, you know, it comes down to tiredness, comes down to too many games of footy being played. You know, Liverpool won't want him to leave, of course, but Liverpool equally, I don't think, will stand in the way if he decides it's the right time. And as a fan, mate, I've enjoyed watching Sadio Mane for the last 5-6 years or whatever it's been. He's been an absolute pleasure. He's been a proper Liverpool player, not just what he does off the pitch, but how he conducts himself off the pitch. And he's just proved that again this week.
One big game. We've seen it before. We certainly Istanbul, you know, players go out there, one last chance to shine. And that's to say he's definitely going, by the way, you know, and there's no need to be, I just say, there's no need to be downbeat about anything, really. Liverpool are in the strongest position they've ever been. We've got a squad of world-class footballers, and there's opportunities to bring more in.
Also, Paul, you win this, and then all of a sudden, he was talking after the disappointment of losing the Premier League. You talk after winning a European Cup, and you do it again, and the camaraderie, that little shot in the arm that you might need, just might be enough.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone talks on the day, don't they? Yeah. You know what I mean? And we don't know what the future holds.
100%. Right, loads more to come from us in the build-up and post-match as well. If you haven't seen our road trip to Paris video, that's live now on YouTube. Everything, of course, we do is available on redmenplus.com, which is our Liverpool streaming service.
Podcast and video.
Yeah, so if you like just like listening to stuff, then we've got you covered. As we discovered the other day, people actually just listen to us, not watch us, which is weird, having started
YouTube. We should have swapped again.
Oh, so no one knew. Yeah, we changed names. Yeah, no one. Well, they'd recognise the voices, wouldn't they, surely? Okay, sad. But yeah, anyway, podcast with Jamie Carragher, previewing the Champions League final. That's on Red Men Plus right now. Phil Thompson talking about Paris 81, the last time Real Madrid lost the Champions League final, I believe. And it was in Liverpool, against Liverpool in Paris. Check that out exclusively on redmenplus.com. And our interviews with Virgil van Dijk is absolutely amazing. That's over there as well. Anyway, thank you so much. Up the Reds from again, Paddy. Hopefully, we can see more of you tomorrow for match day morning.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.